This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, March 27th, brought to you by Bravo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nelly. Here's today's headlines. Hive theft breaks record. Another civil rights complaint hits Water Board. And bipartisan effort targets cattle burps. Hive theft hits record high in 2023. The commercial beekeeping industry has seen an 86% increase in hive theft over the last decade. That according to Butte County Deputy Rowdy Freeman. More than 10,000 hives were stolen in that time frame, with estimated losses totaling more than $5 million. Beekeepers truck in more than 1.5 million hives each year, with each hive valued at up to $225. The highest year for thefts was 2023, with 2,300 reported stolen. Freeman serves as president of a state task force investigating hive thefts and other rural crimes. Another civil rights complaint against Water Board. Environmental justice groups have filed another civil rights complaint with the U.S. EPA to investigate the state Water Board over its regulatory approach. Last year's complaint centered on the impact to tribes from the board's pursuit of voluntary agreements in its Bay Delta plan. This year, farm worker groups are working with environmentalists to claim the rejection of a cap on fertilizer use is harming communities. In October, the state board shot down a proposal by the Central Coast Regional Board to limit nitrogen applications. While state officials agreed with the direction, the data was lacking on whether it would work to improve water quality. The Monterey Waterkeeper blasted the decision, arguing it allows growers to continue to pollute the drinking water. The same organization is behind the latest EPA complaint. Executive Director Chelsea Tu is arguing the board, quote, puts farmer profits and convenience above the drinking water of Latino communities. On that note, the first Native American in the legislature, Assemblymember James Ramos of Highland, has filed a measure to elevate the status of tribes in developing the Bay Delta Plan. AB 2614 would establish in-state code that tribal cultural practices are the greatest beneficial use of water. It would task local water agencies with enforcing the law. Adding the superlative would sidestep long-held senior water rights. Emit less. Cutting cattle emissions crosses partisan divide. A bipartisan group of senators is announcing a proposal today to expand Agriculture Department research on feed additives for reducing methane emissions from cattle. The Enteric Methane Innovation Tool for Lower Emissions and Sustainable Stock Act would expand the Agriculture Research Service capacity to analyze enteric methane products and practices. It would also expand training programs to familiarize farmers and ranchers with enteric methane reducing practices. The bill would also add practices targeting greenhouse gas emission reductions to USDA's Conservation Innovation Grants On-Farm Conservation Innovation Trials, push the agency to review and revise standards to help reduce enteric methane, and include enteric methane-reducing products and practices in the Environmental Quality Incentives and Conservation Stewardship Programs. Take note, a broad range of industry and environmental groups is backing the proposal, and that includes the American Feed Industry Association, the Environmental Defense Fund, Environmental Working Group, International Dairy Foods Association, McDonald's, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and the National Milk Producers Federation. The bill is sponsored by Senators Michael Bennett of Colorado, Mike Crapo of Idaho, Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin, and Jerry Moran of Kansas. It's not all greet. This week's AgriPulse newsletter looks at some of the key issues facing sustainable aviation fuel developers. We also dig into the potential impact of EPA's tailpipe emission standards on ethanol demand and survey the latest congressional earmarks in the USDA budget. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. D.C. Circuit scolds NLRB over action against Produce Company. The National Labor Relations Board did not have sufficient evidence to find that an Arizona produce distributor engaged in unfair labor practices because of two employees' pro-union activities, a federal appeals court found March 26th. Stern Produce issued a written warning to an employee who made inappropriate comments, and a supervisor sent a text message to a delivery driver telling him he wasn't supposed to cover his inward-facing camera. The driver was eating lunch, but the NLRB's general counsel filed a complaint saying the message, quoted, created the impression of surveillance. There was insufficient evidence to support the NLRB's conclusion that the company's actions constituted unfair labor practices, the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals said. Now, take note, the NLRB's board majority and its general counsel, quote, at least at the time of these proceedings, should have brushed up on the ancient and wise legal doctrine, de minimis non curat lex. That is, the law does not concern itself with trifles, or should not, the court said. China and the U.S. spar over Inflation Reduction Act. The Biden administration is criticizing a complaint filed by China and the World Trade Organization over electric vehicle funding in the Inflation Reduction Act. U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai says China, quote, continues to use unfair, non-market policies and practices to undermine fair competition and pursue the dominance of its manufacturers and in global markets. China's contesting, quote, discriminatory subsidies, Reuters reported. Under the disguise of responding to climate change, reducing carbon emission, and protecting the environment, these subsidies are in fact contingent upon the purchase and use of goods from the United States or imported from certain particular regions, the Chinese mission in Geneva said, that according to the news service. Tai says in a statement that the U.S. is, quote, building a clean energy economy powered by American innovators, workers, and manufacturers that will create good-paying union jobs and cut the pollution that drives climate change and environmental injustice. Here's today's She Said It. Dairy is our number two commodity. That Angela Anderson, director of sustainable dairy at Starbucks, during a panel discussion at the annual Dairy Sustainability Summit at UC Davis on Tuesday. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, March 27th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.